Hello, and welcome back to the No More Trauma podcast. I am your host, Tanya, trauma survivor, certified coach, yoga therapist, and teacher, and wellness My mission is to provide healing, mental health tips, and inspiration for living a trauma-free lifestyle. You can find this podcast on Apple, SoundCloud, and on YouTube. So, the purpose of the yoga therapy series is to gather medical diagnosis and challenges and applying a yogic perspective, wellness options, and inspiration for achieving a goal of healing and vitality. The information I offer on this podcast is based on my life, a student and teaching experience as a certified coach, yoga, and wellness professional. This does not substitute or replace any medical or holistic services you may or may not be receiving. So, in today's episode, we will be reviewing a case study as my on my journey of a student and teacher. We are provided case studies, and one of these case studies I really enjoyed working on. And so I wanted to go ahead and start with this one. I also really quickly before I go into it, I just want to just thank you for all of the feedback and the listens to the yoga therapy series. So just those three episodes, I can really see the engagement. So I'm really happy to see that and happy to be able to present these sessions and episodes to you. So today we're talking about hormonal imbalance. Female hormonal imbalance. So the client that we're working with today has a couple challenges. She is a 38-year-old mother of three, who experienced a miscarriage. Okay, and so she's experiencing severe mood swings, heavy periods, and severe situational depression. And she recently lost her fourth pregnancy. Since the miscarriage, she's developed discoloration of melasma on her face. She's also experiencing ulcers in the mouth, and a client is observed to be nervous and socially anxious. So as I'm creating my soap note and just going over the assessment, I'll just kind of recap what I'm working with. So again, 38-year-old married mother of three, experienced miscarriage. Unsuccessful in that fourth pregnancy. She does have an active lifestyle with a Vata imbalance. Since the pregnancy and loss, the client is showing physical hormonal imbalance and heavy periods, situational depression, developed common skin disorder, melasma, which according to clevelandclinic.org occurs in 15 to 50% of women. And the client also shows an emotional imbalance, mood swings, lack of trust, feeling victimized by the world. So the client's goals are to find balance and cultivate a sense of calm and develop more discipline. So this is great. I will, work the review the not work the but review the intake form that I present to the client. After that intake form, I'll review it. And before I'll create some of my notes, and then after that initial intake appointment, that assessment, I'll start to assess just a bit more of her daily lifestyle. She mentioned that she has an active lifestyle, so I'll assess that and assess her practices. So moving on to the treatment plan, I'm just assessing the client's daily routine and her practices. If the she's missing any sort of discipline, we can discuss starting with an accessible reflection practice such as journaling and using the pies, so her physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual practices to just draw awareness to the vasana of loss, okay? So that scar, right? So that an imprint that the loss has created an imprint. It was a pivotal moment in her life. And so we take some time to reflect on that and see what emotions, thoughts, beliefs are attached to this period of loss. Okay, so restlessness and a lack of trust, right? So if there's, a miscarriage, many women replay this theme, reoccurring theme of, how can I trust that my body will keep the, if the decision is to try again for birth, then it's, how can I trust that my body will carry on the new child or expected child? How can I trust that my body is safe? How can I trust that my body is strong? So we draw awareness to those beliefs, mental dialogue through journaling. And this is something that what I would, assess in that intake process or with the intake form, and then try to gather through our first session. Okay. The next thing is the areas that we'll focus are the chakra bodies. So the chakra bodies are the energy centers that run through the body, attached to certain organs. But these are our energy centers that can impact different organs in the body, and different emotional bodies. So the chakra body is an archetype. So we're looking at her heart chakra. So the reason why I chose to go to this area, there is a sense of grief, a sense of loss, heartbreak. And I also look at the root chakra. So this both the root and the sacral chakra really sits to hold those reproductive organs. There is a place of stability, instability. Where do I feel safe and secure? Okay, when we experience a period of loss, there may be an imbalance in that root chakra. So this will help us dive into the imbalance of victimhood mentality. Okay, that's the archetype that's accompanied with that root chakra. So victimhood mentality and opportunities to transcend that belief into empowered motherhood. Okay, so motherhood would be if the balance of the root chakra, and it would also be the imbalance of victimhood, right? Because in the beginning, I did say that she felt victimized by the world. And so, as we're working with those two chakras, I would start with offering a powerful mantra. We want the client to feel empowered. And so, I'm offering up a powerful mantra that will transcend that belief. Into empowered mother. Okay. So an uplifting mantra can be I am capable and I'm healing and I can find balance and peace within my loss. Right. So even though that loss can be really heavy, right? And maybe tamasic, remember in the previous sessions, I talked a little bit more about the gunas, and the gunas are maybe the properties or characteristics in which we show up, rajasic and tamasic, Rajasic being more go, a lot of movement and action, passion, but too much of that, excess of that can be a place of addiction, right? Or addictive behavior. And so Tamasic, which she may be sitting in, experiencing that loss and grief, can be anxious, worried, stressed, overwhelmed, lethargic. So once we were using that powerful mantra to embrace this loss, right? So starting to see from going cup half empty to half full. Once we develop this confidence in the mantra, we can go ahead and transition into some pranayama. Pranayama being some breath work like Shatali to reduce any confidence, to reduce, excuse me, reduce any excess pitta, right? Because we, and so pitta, we talked about in the beginning, that she has a very active lifestyle, but that pitta can also show up, to show up in the skin imbalance, right? The hormonal imbalance, hormonal imbalances can show up in the skin. And so remember we talked about her having the melasma, which is a common skin disorder. Okay. And so the restorative, and so kind of going back before I go into the restorative, that Shetali, and that's Shetali. Pranayama, or that Shatali breath work, okay? Shatali is a cooling breath. So we're trying to cool that inside, the inside of the body that has that excess fire, okay? And so we're cooling the body. So that's an inhalation, maybe curling of the tongue, okay? And an exhalation. So we're just cooling. It has a very cooling and calming effect. Okay. So restorative practices such as reclined bound angle pose, right? So bringing the soles of the feet together as the knees outward, or excuse me, butterfly pose, excuse me. Drew a blank there. I was reaching for the word. So butterfly pose or mariposa. Butterfly in Spanish. And we're using a bolster underneath the legs, okay? As a nut is still the legs are outward. And yoga nidra routine, right? So that's that sleep, active rest meditation or practice. To reduce any tension and promote anxiety relief. And I chose this because she has such an active lifestyle. And so the opportunity to add in something that's a little bit more calming, more relaxing to reduce any tension. Okay. Sometimes with grief and loss, we can find ourselves on guard. And see if we can soften the muscles and the hips, working that root chakra again. And maybe just softening the heart space, opening up the clavicle, allowing the ribs to soften around the heart. And so for homework, I will invite the client to continue practicing that Shatali meditation technique anytime she may feel tense or overly active, or the pitta in the body is overly active. I'll invite that Shatali meditation, or that, excuse me, pranayama technique. And to also continue with nidra. So, lastly, to explore a sense of gratitude for her three living children in any way she might want to honor or celebrate or create a ritual for the loss of her fourth pregnancy. Okay. And so, when we do this, we create space to again feel what we're feeling. But when we create that ritual and honor and celebrate, maybe that short time, because time is subjective, right? That she was with the baby. Okay. And so referrals and suggestions to an Ayurvedic nutritionist to educate the client for any skin-friendly practices, diets, right? Because remember, what we consume can impact our skin, and herbs to support hormones. Another suggestion for this client is a Mommy Connect social or community meetup to support co-regulation, right? As she is a mother as well as a wife, we want to ensure that she's also getting that space and time to just be human. Into laugh and cry and share stories and connect with other mothers. This will help build her social connection and with other potential like-minded mothers. One more referral, which is to an aromatherapist to educate and suggest formulas and options that can support her skin and boost her mood. Maybe she can, use these formulas and, place it in a diffuser around the home. Keep her mood balanced and lifted. An evening routine of restorative practice in yoga nidra would be very beneficial as she has the diffuser next to her area of practice to support her in her calm and relaxation and gratitude. Well, that is it for today's yoga therapy session. Great work. Great work for this client. And I'm excited to, continue working with other clients that may be navigating this similar space. If you have comments, feel free to share. If you have questions, feel free to ask. And if you're intrigued about yoga therapy, you can always email me at az.nomoretrauma@gmail.com, or you can visit my website at nomoretraumayoga.com, or follow the social platforms at az.nomoretrauma. And if you want to practice yoga or other practices like Pilates, where we practice for trauma recovery, feel free to join me on my free YouTube at No More Trauma. So happy to have you, and I look forward to seeing you in our next session. Remember to live abundantly, love your authenticity, and radiate organic happiness. But most importantly, live a life of no more trauma. Be well. Namaste.